Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
Hey, everybody, it's Gary Tanguay along with Bob Ryan. So let's get to it. We are brought to you by Prize Picks, the exclusive daily fantasy partner of the CLNS Media Network. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy with Prize Picks. Okay, Bob, one thing about the Celtics right now, it's kind of oh-hum. Like, oh, well, okay, they go out and, you know, blow somebody out and all that. But you are really impressed with the depth of the bench, especially.
We know they have the best five in the league. Anybody argues that, crazy. They also have the best 1-6, 1-7, 1-8. And now with Luke Kornet asserting himself, 1-9. So talent will not be the issue. When they get to the big games, it's how they apply themselves, how they react to adversity, how they act in the clutch, blah, blah, blah. But they have assembled, thanks to Danny and Brad successively, a championship-level roster with talent. The guy that I am now championing is Luke Kornet. He's useful, quite useful. And it's a wonderful addition. He gives them a 1-9. I mean, they have now the ability to sit people out and still get the job done, granted, against lesser opponents. The last two games have been against teams with a combined record of 23 wins, and they now themselves have 54. So they have over twice as many wins as the two teams they just played to combine. So the Wizards are a disgrace, an embarrassment of over 30 years with very few upward seasons ever. And that's awful. Okay. Now, but Kornet has given them total, a useful guy at 7 feet. They've got all the bases covered that they need. And the last two games, of course, have been against inferior opponents. We know that. But they've gotten the job done. And we must salute Sam Hauser. Now, beginning of the year, our great friend Jeff Goodman legitimately questioned whether Sam Hauser could do this when it mattered. And if it doesn't matter until the playoffs, the question's unanswered. But don't you think that he has shown us that he is a really useful?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
10 threes, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
15 attempts. And then he got hurt. And how about it? I've never heard of anybody getting hurt stepping on the foot of a guy who was on the bench. You all know you can come down on somebody's foot. Any of us playing YMCA basketball, playing in the backyard. You can come down on somebody's foot. It happens. But this is a new one for me that he actually came down on somebody's foot on the bench. But apparently he's going to be okay. Did not play the game afterward, but he's going to be okay, we hear. But
he's the Scott Wedman of this team, right?
That's very good. Yes, he has inherited that role of Scott Wedman. And, of course, I've been a Pritchard guy from day one. I've always loved Peyton Pritchard. And he's getting an opportunity to show – he had his first double-double the other day, and because he got enough playing time to warrant a double-double. He ordinarily, two years ago, he wouldn't get any time at all. And now he's back getting the time he deserves, and he's helping this team. So they're showing enormous depth, and it's very heartening. Now, we have not seen him play the next game up against the Bucks with Doc coming to Boston, and that'll be fun and all that. But regardless, They are 40 games over 500. They're on their way to 60, fill in the blank, for the 14th time in Celtic history. And please, folks, you know, things can happen. I can tell you, chapter and verse, things, bad things can happen. Enjoy what you're looking at. Appreciate these guys. They're giving you a great show.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's a tournament season or the fight for a playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into serious cash. Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few taps. Prize Picks is really simple to play, and I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds. Download the app today and use code CLNS for a first deposit match up to $100. Use the code CLNS for the first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's no doubt about it, Bob. And it's going to be very exciting. And I think we all agree, the one team we just wonder about a little bit is Denver, and they're going to see them in the finals.
I still consider Denver the favorite. They are the rightful favorites. They have proven that they know how to get it done. This group, which means, frankly, Tatum and Brown, and now that Marcus is gone, this group has not proven it knows how to get it done. And they certainly have enough talent to get it done. They've got and the new backcourt, you know, is we how many times do we have to say it's like a couple of PhDs in the back with Holiday and White. White, congratulations, your first career triple double. Also like the fact that they hokied it up to allow him to get it. They wanted him to get it. They kept him in the game. He got that 10th assist on a three, right? Well, I'm not big on that, but that's okay. But he got it. That's the way the world is now. And we love him. He's what a wonderful, and by the way, happy birthday, Danny Ainge. And although he didn't give us Derek White, but he gave us Tatum and Brown, boy, didn't he? And he maneuvered to get Tatum. So thank you, Danny, and happy birthday, 65th Danny Ainge.
Well, happy birthday to Danny Ainge, and I still hope people remember for all the good that he did in the Kyrie Irving situation just didn't work out. You speaking of Kyrie, you had
Kyrie moment. Kyrie Irving won a game two nights ago, as we speak, with a left-handed shot from fill in the blank, 17 feet, 18 feet, even if it was 15, doesn't matter. He's a right-handed player, folks, and he made a left-handed shot that on third look was not a hook, pure hook. It was a flip. It was a half hook, half runner. Doesn't matter. It is the longest offhand winning shot I have ever seen. And it reminds us of his extraordinary talent. Now, we all know we have our opinions about Kyrie the man. Kyrie off the court. Kyrie the obstructions. Kyrie the all the stuff. But you can never take away his raw talent or his ability to play this game. And that shot was as extraordinary a game-winning shot as I have ever seen. Now, people have seen heaves. You know, we've seen half-court heaves. We've seen this year, we've seen more than one, you know, 30-point shot. But this was his offhand, ladies and gentlemen, left-hand shot to win the game. He deserves full credit for an amazing shot.
Could Anthony Edwards be on the road to becoming the new MJ?
Anthony Edwards is the highlight film of our time. And he had his breakthrough last summer for the USA team that did not win the world championship. Germany did. But he was the breakthrough star for USA. And I wondered how he was going to take that and project that into the season. The answer is, oh, my God. He is giving us highlights. He's given us the famous head hit the backboard block a couple of weeks ago. Now he's given us an extraordinary dunk last night that's gone viral. And meanwhile, he's averaging 26, but he's lately, you expect 30, 35. He is remindful. He reminds you. in his game style. He's the same size, and he has the electricity of, dare I say it, Michael Jordan. Is he going to have the career of Michael Jordan? Well, that's up to him. But right now, if you're looking for somebody, if you say to a young person, gee, I wonder what Michael Jordan was like, and you say, well, take a look at Anthony Edwards and you know, project it out a little bit. That's what Michael Jordan was like. That's what he looks like to me right now. He looks like Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Jordan, when he first started out, you know, I mean, he didn't have the cast. He didn't know how to win. No. I mean, he didn't win a championship till the 90s. You know,
no, he didn't win a championship until he learned how to share, in my opinion, in 1991. But meanwhile, Anthony Edwards is carrying the team. You know, Carl Anthony Towns went down.
Right.
And I know that the metrics were there that they actually had a better winning record than you would think without him. And you know, that's the metrics they have. But the burden was going to be placed on Anthony Edwards, not on Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert is going to do his thing. He's going to block shots. He's going to be a candidate for Defensive Player of the Year yet again. But they needed some offense. They needed some leadership with the ball in the hands. And that's Anthony Edwards. And he's rising to the occasion. He's going to keep them in the mix. And that's very high praise.
Look, when you're hiring for a small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. Not just anybody. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help you find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's important. You want to have quality candidates to interview. And with LinkedIn Jobs, it makes it so easy to find them. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion, that's with a B, a billion professionals, which make it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals that you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all of that while making the process easy and intuitive. Hiring is easy when you have so many quality candidates. So easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats. I mean, you have a lot of jobs to do, right? While you're growing, and you might not have the time or the resources to sit there and do the hiring. LinkedIn is constantly finding ways to make the process easier. They've even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process quicker, easier, less of a hassle. 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/scribe. That's linkedin.com/scribe to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, today I was teaching my class. I've been teaching at Emerson and Anna Maria this semester, and I had Cedric Maxwell join me to talk to the kids at Anna Maria. Mm-hmm. And I brought up the jump on my back, boys. 1984 Game 7, right?
Yes.
And I just said, and I showed some highlights of Max, and Max was terrific. He showed up in the suit. He said, "You always look good. You always show up. You know, you show up ready to play." And he was he had a great message for the kids. But it did bring me back to like 81, 84, man. Cedric Maxwell was something else. And just, you want to talk about a big game player, he certainly had some big moments.
Right. And he had a game that, you know, is not in vogue today. He was an inside player for the most part at 6'8", and had all this variety of moves. And a nice release point with a little jump hook, and he could face up count now and again, but he knew his way around that pivot area, the paint area, and he was wonderful. I mean, because of him. And by the way, let's give him credit. He guarded the other guy's toughest forward.
Always. He joked to me once. He said, "I told Larry, why don't you take Bernard King?"
Bernard King or Doc. And believe me, there were days when he neutralized Doc, and he neutralized. Now, Bernard King was the greatest scoring force in the world in circa 1984-5, in those 2 years for sure. And he got stuck guarding him. Larry had the luxury of guarding the other guy, In fact, when they played the Hawks, they were able, because of McHale's ability, that Larry guarded Tree Rollins and didn't have to guard any forwards. But Max was a wonderful player. It didn't end as well as it should have. And that's another story that
it is. The
difference of opinion and all that. His number got raised. That was fair. And his number's up there, and he's become a beloved broadcaster for the Celtics. I always wished, Gary, I always said, he kind of held us off a little. He didn't really want us to know the full him. And I thought there was a lot of stuff about him I'd love to know. I still would, you know, a very interesting guy. Yeah, I know he was a savvy world savvy guy, but he never really let us in and invited us to get to know him better. And I was thinking I'd love to know Max better, but I can testify to how wonderful a player he was.
Well, he was great with the kids today. I mean, he really was. He was terrific in class. Great. NCAA, your thoughts?
All right, the thoughts are this. The best team is UConn, period. But it's a single elimination deal. And they can lose. They've lost three times this year, including once to Creighton by, 20? But their best is clearly, to me, without any question, the best. If it were 3 out of 5, they would win, period. 4 out of 7, there is no question they would win. But it's not. And they could have a game where they bring a B game and somebody brings an A game that's good and, you know, on and on. They could lose. And I'm not going to be gobsmacked, depending on who it is that they lose to. I can't see them lose to a much lower seed. They could lose to the likes of, they have put them in the toughest bracket. They've given them 3 conference champions that are capable of giving them a hell of a game, including Iowa State, Auburn, and Illinois. Okay, those 3. So somewhere along, in order to get here to Boston for the regional in 2 weeks, they're going to have to beat at least 2 of those teams, more than likely. And that's going to be, but Danny Hurley is the kind of coach that, as people are saying, and I'm borrowing this, okay, so I'm not going to take credit for this. He's saying to them, you see what they did to us? Well, screw them. We don't care who we play. We're the best team. We're going to show you. And that's the attitude he's going to take into that. Now, show respect, but he's going to remind them of how good they are. And they are. They have every base that you need. And one of the most interesting things about them, everybody knows they have a 7-2 center named Donovan Klingon. And he's really good. But he doesn't play as many minutes as you think. One of the reasons is some foul trouble at times. They come off the bench with a young man that people don't know about. His name is Samson Johnson. He is from Togo. In Central Africa. He's from Lomé, Togo. And he is an athlete, and he is a dangerous player around the rim, and he is a shot blocker. So they don't lose a hell of a lot when Donovan Klingon goes to the bench. You know, you might want to wish him out of the game. You might be very sorry about it. And I'll tell you one thing, beware. As soon as they can, when Samson Johnson comes in, they're going to throw a lob to him. Because this is a lob world. You know that. Everybody's throwing lobs to people for dunking.
Yeah. Well,
he's Canada Day. They've got everything you need. And Danny Hurley has proven himself to be an outstanding coach. And so I expect them to win it. I really will be surprised and disappointed if they don't win the tournament.
Bob, always a pleasure, my friend. Mr. Goodman is too busy to join us. I'll talk to you again this week.
Yes.
Bob Ryan, Gary Tangway, Zoom and Pod, sponsored by Prize Picks, the exclusive daily fantasy partner of CLNS Media. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy with Prize Picks. All right, Robert, we'll talk to you again.
Good, Gary. Good. Talk to you now.